Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 362. On one side of me is Jeremy Mays. How are you doing, sir?
What's going on, man?
On my other side is Shahid Abdul-Hadi. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. 18 is together again.
That didn't take long.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, we needed to assemble the A-Team because of today's special day. It's the WWE Draft. Well, you know, I thought the whole 3-2 made some sense for Raw. But when it came out in the draft itself, I really started to question why it was every round that Raw got three people to SmackDown's two.
Yeah, this, I don't know, maybe this was built up by fans as being way bigger than it was supposed to be, because, boy oh boy, Raw came out looking way better. At least with talent, I don't know. It didn't seem like it came out looking that much different, though.
I don't know. Raw looks kind of. I make a joke like Raw looks like Monday Nitro, and SmackDown looks like 2002, 2003 SmackDown. Because look at the big names. Like look at the people Raw got. Seth Rollins was first, but then Charlotte, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, The Big Show. Day, like they got a lot of like entertainment names, but besides Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, there's not a lot of people saying, and Seth Rollins, how many people would they get? I want to watch their match week in and week out.
Did they ever put a? I mean, I know they're doing a scroll, but did they ever put a like an actual just list? That's what I'm trying to find.
I haven't really tried to look for one. I was wondering. Yeah, because Neville does not look good with a beard. I'm just throwing it out there. That thing is patchy as mine.
Stop saying Neville doesn't look good.
The guy's not known for his face, so. No, I hear what you're saying, man, but I don't know, personality-wise, Raw came out better. And isn't that what sells everything?
Depends on what your priorities are, because I know these people were saying like SmackDown looks weak. I wouldn't call any show that had John Cena, AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, and Randy Orton at the top weak. Like, because you know you're going to get good promos from three of them, and you're going to get great matches from all four. So it just depends on what your priorities are. Like, Raw will be nice to have Stephanie ramble on for 20 minutes, but what were all the complaints about? Got to do the Roman Reigns show. Like, it's definitely going to be the Roman Reigns show on Raw. So it depends on how you feel about Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar popping up three times a year.
Yeah, that was funny. Roman getting booed relentlessly up and everyone starts cheering. It's like, well, okay. I apparently, either people don't know or just don't care about Brock failing two tests. That's for UFC, not WWE. So.
That's in the real one.
Yeah, I made the joke that Jerry Jones took over the draft with those last two picks. You picked the Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar back to back. You don't give a damn. You don't give a damn about team unity or all that good citizen stuff. You want it's all about talent. So.
I thought with the first round, one of the strange picks, well, besides Nia Jax going before Bayley. Was they put Cesaro and I'm sorry, not Cesaro. Well, that's a strange one too, but they put Owens and Sami Zayn on the same show again when they're billing Sunday's Battleground match as like their final confrontation.
Yeah,
that didn't make any sense.
I was a little surprised when SmackDown didn't take Owens for that reason. Like, it just. It does seem like time to. They've. This feud is was played out probably before they got to NXT, honestly. For the people that have seen it in ROH.
Well, they've been making jokes about it on the network because the interview, both of them, Kevin Owens, was his whole thing was he didn't mind Seth Rollins and John Cena and Styles getting picked ahead of him because they like, he understands their business. But he's like, how the hell did Miz get picked ahead of me?
Yes.
And then Sami Zayn came on and was like, you know, they put him on the same show with Kevin Owens again. Like, this shit will never end. Like, he was basically like frustrated. They were doing a good job on the network, like, you know, interviewing people, playing it up, and people came off a lot more natural. Definitely Jericho was the MVP of the network show.
I was trying to follow the draft network, the network on the draft too. So, Jericho was just hilarious. He wouldn't wear his shirt. He'd only wear his scarf. And then he was complimenting everybody but Renee Young. And just going on and on about how he may not have been the top draft pick, but he's still the best in the world. Did you guys happen to see Sheamus?
Yeah, Sheamus came off well too. I was surprised.
That's the guy. He was chosen at one point to be like the top guy because they thought they'd make him a big star. So that
oh, breaking news. It was at Raw. All right.
Look. Those moments, like, are you kidding? Cesaro hasn't been picked yet. The Usos go to, all right, now they're just doing rapid fire. The Usos, hey, remember them? They're going to SmackDown.
Well, so they definitely, SmackDown definitely gets the advantage in that tag team scenario. By a wide margin, even if the, well, no, I think one Uso's hurt. Which is why the other one popped up and got his ass kicked by... Did he get... Who did he have to job to? Because Jimmy took someone on in a singles match. It was probably on SmackDown.
So Titus is going back to Raw, it looks like. Alright, so they're just doing rapid-fire stuff now.
They got a lot of names to, like, knock through, so...
Yeah, so...
This is like the second and third rounds of the of any draft. They keep on moving up the time frame that you have to make the pick.
Yeah.
I'm glad they separated Kane in the Big Show. So, I'm sorry. Demon Kane. So, does that mean corporate Kane gets to go wrong? How's that work?
Nope.
That would be kind of funny if they decided to do something like that.
Yeah, I'm kind of for that, actually. Wow, so Paige is going to Raw as well. It just seems silly. So Raw has the women's title right now. Well, actually, they will have the women's title. They've got the tag titles as well. They're going to have the Cruiserweight champion eventually. And then SmackDown has the WWE Championship and the
Intercontinental Champion.
That's right, Raw had the U.S. Championship as well. Good lord.
Well, they made a big deal saying, like, Raw had 3 hours to fill compared to SmackDown suit. But it seemed like that may not be enough if you're going to have the tag teams, the women, and the cruiserweights, in addition to, like, the top guys in the U.S. title, like, unless you're going to cut out, like, less talk and more ring work. It still seems like it's just like a lot of, like, it sounds like somebody might get shortchanged the way it's set up right now.
Yeah, especially when, like you said earlier, with Stephanie talking 20 minutes a show, or Mick talking 20 minutes with her as well, that it that automatically cuts out at least a match or two, depending on, you know, how long they want them to go. So it's almost as if some of this talent isn't needed. Where SmackDown doesn't usually have the long talk segments. It's usually about 5 to 6 minutes, and that's it. But with general managers being on that now...
Well, and that was one of those things that I guess that... as soon as they went through the first set of picks and Finn Balor went to Raw, like, I automatically thought back to the time where I did prefer SmackDown over Raw for viewing when the brand split happened the first time. And I was just bummed that Raw got Balor. Like, yeah. You know, that was one where I'm like, but there's no saying that that's what's going to happen this time around either, though.
Yeah, but you can kind of see that coming. Like, it seemed like Raw had been picking, like, the outside entertainment personality types. Like, you know, Balor's going to be Jeff Hardy without cocaine. Like, he's going to, like, he's perfect for Raw, like, the whole entrance, the hype and everything like that. Like, so... to see that happening. You need somebody like to have a 15-20 minute match, because a lot of those names aren't gonna, a lot of them aren't gonna, like, you really, how much you gonna really see the Big Show? I mean, we joke about it and everything like that, like, how did he get picked? Like, you can at least see Baron Corbin, you can, you know, lie to yourself and say, well, he's got a long wingspan, he's got potential, like, he's tall without being fat, and we don't have Kaz, so we can do something. And the sooner they realize they can't, the better. But it's kind of like Big Show, it's kind of like that. I'm glad he's still getting money, but that shit, he makes me feel old. Let me put it that way. I remember him when I was in college. I haven't been in college a long ass time.
Man, I have not thought of it in that way, and that's a really awful way to think about it, because I'm like, oh shit, I was watching him in college too. Oh, man.
There's a couple guys that are like that. I've been trying to think. Kane's one of them. Jericho's one of them. I think Big Show's the last holdover from college, I believe.
Yeah, everybody else is either retired, making movies, or dead. So,
or in TNA.
Or TNA. Oh, yeah.
Well, career-wise. Well, maybe getting a paycheck on time. They're dead, but no, I was thinking about the tag team comment you make, Kevin, and I don't know. You've got Big Cass and Enzo. You've got New Day, the Club, well, Gallows and Anderson. Well,
the club, Captain Balor, so Club 2.0.
Oh yeah, true. Oh yeah, didn't even think of that actually. And then wasn't there another tag team they got as well?
It was just that one.
They just got the Golden Truth.
Yeah, I kind of said that out of my breath.
Yeah,
And honestly, like the pick that I probably geeked out for, going back to the like the SmackDown theory there, that it is. Because it does, I agree with Shahid, like, it seems like they're setting up SmackDown to be the same way this time around as they did previously. And Gable and Jordan going to SmackDown made me a happy person. Just because I really enjoy watching those two guys work.
I like that. One thing that threw me, though, it kind of ties, is when Daniel Bryan said that SmackDown is the land of opportunity. So I automatically figured they were going to be picking most of the NXT guys. And as far as I can remember, they're the only ones, right? Because Raw chose Balor and Nia Jax.
Yeah. So far.
Yeah. It's,
that
it,
line
it,
doesn't make sense, but...
I don't think it's going to be just them. It seems like a lot of picks are like, you know, like Dolph Ziggler... Like, it's like, you know, guys that we know can put on a good match, but would get kind of wasted on Raw because they're not getting treated the right way. And it seems like there's a lot of those names. And the top guys don't have anybody. Like, John Cena and Randy Orton don't have anything to prove anymore, so they don't mind, like, winning or losing. Like, they've got their money, they're set, and they can still, like, wrestle. So that's, like, the perfect. It's better than, like, when Triple H went with the SmackDown. Me bugging with a sour push and just squashing everybody and made everybody look stupid. It was basically like one in Shelton Benjamin MVP and Brian Kendrick because he didn't want to be on SmackDown. But he acted like he was doing some people a favor. So I'd rather have somebody like John Cena, like at the top of SmackDown, that actually cares than whoever. And then we not even talked about that. Like Dean Ambrose is there. He's the champ. He won, like, clean after that nonsense that happened on Monday.
That was a surprising finish. A clean finish like that. I figure there'd be some sort of roll-up or whatever. Unless that's their way of trying to make SmackDown look dominant. But it all kind of goes away Sunday when you got a triple threat right after this. So, and with Roman Reigns being on Raw, I think betting odds aren't good for Dean walking out of there with it.
But then you're going to have, I'm assuming they're going to have two champions. So it makes more sense Dean winning, staying a SmackDown champ, and then making a buff for Raw. Then if, like, Roman or Seth wins on Raw, and then you got to do a tournament for SmackDown.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, but you also said it makes sense. Well, when you draft Baron Corbin ahead of Cesaro, Del Rio, Sheamus, you know, a bunch of other guys that he shouldn't be ahead of, which I think maybe that's just putting way too much stock into this actual draft. We're treating it like the NFL.
I
mean,
I was just.
So that should tell you, like think about it. Like if you're a man, like I know it sounds sexist, but if you're Brock Lesnar, it's my total draft.
Yeah.
Triple that, or you Roman Reigns, I haven't taken that.
If she ain't Ronda Rousey, you gonna say something, Kev? What?
Oh. I don't know.
All right.
No, I just kind of lost the point. So
Yeah. Whatever
the fuck it was.
Yeah, but no, I know what you're talking about with Charlotte though. Like when they said she was number two, right, for Raw.
Correct.
So I immediately figured SmackDown would counter with Sasha Banks, kind of like just breaking everything up. So what we see, well, I guess Sunday.
Well, no, that was the other thing that I felt like. There was this old SmackDown guys going back to SmackDown, Del Rio, Ziggler.
Yeah, good observation.
And who was the other guy? Was the
Randy
Miz?
Orton.
Oh, Randy Orton. Yeah. And was the Miz kind of a SmackDown guy?
More or less.
Yeah.
Because he always it seemed like he started his feuds on Raw but finished them on SmackDown when he had like extra time. Because I'm sure like him and Dolph Ziggler feuded for a zillion years. I never saw any of those matches because they happened on SmackDown.
Okay, so that was part one. What were we... and I completely lose my train of thought when I look at Darren Young being drafted to Raw.
He's going to make America
great again. And well, they need jobbers, so congrats, Darren. Well, Kalisto's going to SmackDown.
So that fits with the whole workers thing. Even though it's funny, like all the cruiserweights on Raw,
yeah,
on SmackDown, so.
Huh. Wouldn't it have been smarter for the two of them just to stay together, and SmackDown could have gotten two picks out of this and then broke them up?
I don't think Kalisto wants any parts of Sin Cara.
Well, Sin Cara's going to Raw, so there you go. Somewhere Apollo Crews is like asking, can I go back to NXT?
And that, you know what, you just mentioned that about the draft picks. That was the other thing. I had to laugh that there were some people that will not remain so nameless, like Dan Keister, who's like, oh, Nakamura better not go after all of these other jokers. It's just like, seriously? Like, you're
he's
that
not,
worried about the number that they're drafted?
It's not like a
right.
You know, like, they're not going to get a salary bonus, but they got picked in the top three rounds. So.
Okay, so Jack Swagger got picked. Naomi SmackDown, Jack Swagger to Raw. And Apollo Crews still hasn't been taken. When Shane McMahon is the guy that brought him to Raw to begin with. The Ascension is going to... Oh, my God.
American Alpha needs to beat up somebody. So...
Wait, are they going to SmackDown?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's not so bad then. All right, never mind.
Yeah, they...
How have these guys not been repackaged yet?
They need a jobber tag team. I don't know.
It just seems right for them to, since they've disappeared for so long, to come back as something different. But,
well, it was a disappearance because one guy got suspended for wellness.
Yeah, true, true. Somewhere the vaudevillains are waiting their turn. But,
oh.
Yeah, I think you brought a good point up, and I touched on it too. Like, I think we're taking this draft way too serious. I mean, because I listened to Meltzer's, like, Wrestling Observer Radio. He made some points about how, you know, if you're going to bring the NXT guys in, have them go soon. So at least they make an impact. Now, who cares who gets drafted from NXT? It's not even, I mean, I know they want people to watch the network, but do you really think the casual fan is staying up to watch the network to see who gets drafted? And they can just see the results online tomorrow?
You know, the type of person that's watching the network and the type of person that complains about the draft order. So, everybody else is like, I don't give a rant's ass. It would be hilarious. It's like, right before they go on, like, Nakamura's the last pick.
Oh my god.
Okay. Just to hear people complain, like,
oh my
god. They ain't pushing him the right way. All that crap. Like, who cares? Like, really, at the end of the day.
Okay, so I know Sunday they have Sasha Banks as a mystery partner. Could that be Bayley? Because, I mean, and I know I keep bringing it up, but isn't it time for her to come up?
Yeah, I mean, it's just I'm assuming it's going to be, I think everyone's assuming it's going to be Bayley.
But then that would mean she's on Raw then, I guess.
Well, that makes sense too, because the title's on Raw, Charlotte's, it seems like all the top girls are on Raw and all the, like, the wrestling girls on SmackDown. More or less.
I mentioned Naomi. They got Naomi.
And they have Naomi, Becky Lynch,
Natalia.
Paige.
No, Paige went to Raw.
Oh, she went to SmackDown.
And they're doing the scroll here. We'll see in a second.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she went to Raw.
Sasha Banks, Jericho. I like that. I liked how it was Rusev with Lana.
Yeah, as if they needed to break that up.
Ajax, Neville, Cesaro, Sheamus, Golden Truth.
Yep,
yeah, okay, yeah, she did go to Raw.
Oh.
So.
And Darren Young, you got Bob Backlund for that, that one, too.
Okay, a few chants in the crowds. One was, we want Backlund. They were chanting something during Foley making a pick. I couldn't make it out. Anyone have any idea what it was?
I have no idea. I thought some people was wondering if they was chanting, we want Bayley. But the mic, like, the crowd was loud, but it wasn't, like, mic'd where you could hear chants for some reason. Unless it sounded like a lot of noise, if that makes sense.
Yeah, unless that's the way they wanted it, just because of something like that. I'm kind of hoping Del Rio, being on SmackDown, is given an opportunity to be, like, Del Rio again. Or Alberto El Patron when he was in Lucha. A way better character.
Yeah, I got to see a little bit of that when he came to ROH, and I'm just like, ah, this is a different guy. Like, I like this guy.
I mean, even his, like, little brief interaction, I don't know who this guy is doing the interviews, his little brief interaction with him was pretty good just now on the draft show. He actually showed some personality. Yeah. Instead of doing, like, the, not stoic, but bland? I don't know.
Yeah. No, you know what we learned? Because we both watched him and Lucha Underground, and we've seen people get interviewed on the network, and some people saw John Cena on the SBs. Like, when they let these people actually act like people, they come off a lot better than when they do on the scripted crap. Like, I might like John Cena. I watched the little model of John Cena on the SBs, and I just thought they wasted a decade of him doing that corny-ass jokes.
The network.
Like it's good as John Cena is.
Yeah,
like,
that's just on the network.
He could have been a lot better if he had better material.
That's so important. Did you eat something else besides the cake?
I've seen a couple of bits of it. They showed the he was talking about LeBron James turn from a bad guy to a good guy, or a good guy to a bad guy, back to a good guy. And now the new heel in the NBA is Kevin Durant. I like that whole line.
He made some joke about athletes and birth control, or Irish and birth control, something like that. So, okay. So I think it was something related to like golf. So I forgot the line. I remember laughing. It was fun. Exactly. So.
I guess that's like for people like us watching, like the Usos, entirely likable guys, just sitting here talking, having a conversation, and it's like, wow, they, like, I know they want all these guys to be characters, want to be larger than life, but sometimes like this sort of stuff just helps a lot more. Sheamus was great on here, but then you know, then Owens was kind of still in character, and it worked though. So
I used to be fighting.
Especially
you know,
when he was
ready to smack Randy Young. I used to so, next
morning. Yeah, like, Kevin Owens is an awesome heel because he's great at being a heel, but he's heels enough where you don't like him. I don't like him, and that's the point. It's not like, you know, I like him being a heel. Like, it's cool. Like, no, I can't stand him because he plays a great heel character, so he plays it perfectly. So, like, whenever he comes on, I just frown my face up and just, like, get annoyed. That's the point. So kudos to them.
One guy, I think part of the problem that I had, and as we've been talking, it's dissipated.
Do you want me to watch that
like
too?
They've got a lot of Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Neville to a certain sense, Cesaro, all the guys that you know is an internet fan base. Have been wanting the WWE to use and use more, like you know, give Neil push and make them an actual star, like a John Cena, or as they've done with AJ Styles. That's what everyone's been wanting them to do, and then they lump them all back on Raw, where it almost seems like. And I know SmackDown's the B show, but
we're usually the TV.
It's almost as if they could have like spread their wings a little bit over there. Like they did with Edge and Rey Mysterio, all that on SmackDown all those years. I think that's the problem I had with it. Now that I actually got a chance to get over the shock of what are they doing.
Yeah, like the way you verbalize it, it's almost like the upper mid-card, because you have Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns at the top, and then it's like all of them, like, I guess, if you look at the bright side, they're more likely to get a chance, because it's just really Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. So, you don't have AJ Styles in the way, you don't have John Cena in the way, you don't have Dean Ambrose in the way, you don't have Randy Orton in the way, so it's kind of like, Kevin Owens has a better chance of, like, you know, elevating himself because it's just him. Like, by default, he's going to be number one heel on Raw, depending on how you feel about Roman Reigns or Seth Rollins.
We also have the primetime players are back together on Raw, as I'm seeing, since I totally forgot about that.
Does he even watch Raw?
Don't everyone cheer at once. Okay.
But I get to see Bob Batten trying to shake Titus Mills' hand like a creep, so.
Some people can't help the way they look when they get older. He has the same haircut and everything.
He's in great shape for everything. I saw the Twitter video there and y'all posted where Bob Backlund was on the escalator going down and he held himself up and like, you know what you do? Leg lifts your abs and you hold your legs. He went the whole way down. I think he held it like a good minute.
Go to sleepy.
With no strength. Yeah, so for whatever he's doing, he's in awesome shape. Like, I wish I was half the shape he's in now, much less at his age. Not mental shape, but physical shape.
Yeah. But to get back to the point you're making, yeah, I can see that. I mean, because Lesnar's going to be around once every 3 months since he's not fighting in UFC anymore. I can't imagine he'll be fighting in UFC, at least for the next 2 years. So, yeah, it really does. It does give the opportunity, I guess. Especially for someone, I guess, like Kevin Owens. Cesaro losing clean to Chris Jericho was kind of a surprise. But then again, you know, Cesaro's always been on that fringe.
Yeah, like Chris Jericho still winning and still being relevant amazes me, like in his day and age, because Remember, he beat AJ Styles at WrestleMania.
Oh, well, and he'd be another holdover from college.
He'd be a holdover from high school. He'd be a holdover from high school for me. So, if you really want to feel old, like, I remember watching him in ECW, and I was in 10th grade.
Wow. All right, yeah. That's... I think that was my freshman year as a school. Oh.
What, 96?
No, yeah, this is like 94.
Oh, 94? Okay,
so.
Yeah, I wasn't watching ECW in 94, so.
No, I think first time you watched ECW, we were at that one party, and I just kept yelling, they're not following the rules. They kept breaking the rules. And hitting women. And I was like, what is this? And then I was like, he's a rule breaker. And
yeah, we watched ECW and was like, is this real? Like, where's the disqualification? Yeah. Like, how's somebody going to hit somebody with an old Nintendo and the ref is trying to count? Like, what is going on? Like, I thought this was, like, real. Like, I knew by that time, like, you know, WCW, WWF was scripted. But we used to think ECW was real. Like, how could it be fake and doing all this garbage?
Yeah, like, why would it be fake if they were doing all this stuff?
Dudley's the Raw.
Alright, so, the Raw. Dudley's with the Raw. Zack Ryder's going to
SmackDown.
And Apollo Crews is still wondering, why? Why did I get brought up?
Money.
I hope.
And affirmative action. So.
I mean, I hope that's why. All right, Summer Rae is the Raw. They need jobbers in the women's division, I guess. Although I don't know if she's a good wrestler or not. I don't know if she's ever really been given a chance to show it.
She is athletic, but not a good wrestler, and she's not athletic enough to overcome not having enough experience to be
there
a wrestler. Oh, there we go. She's going to be on SmackDown. Perfect. Right.
Good. I think that's a good spot for him, actually.
You're going to see plenty of six-man tags with him and American Alpha versus the Lightning. So.
Now, Teddy Long's not associated with this version of SmackDown, so, you know. So, Mark. Honestly, I thought Mark was gone. So
I did too.
You know, you ever wonder if he would have just left on that retirement speech, how badass his legacy would have been? Because it's been all downhill from there for him.
Yeah, he would have been better off actually retiring, although the whole unretiring part kind of made that angle.
Oh, Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, so Bayley's staying.
Oh my god. So Bayley's got to be the special.
Well, yeah, she's staying for the draft, but not for very long. I don't think she needs sharp objects. I'm going with they've already told her she's going to be the surprise partner, so don't flip out when you're not picked in the draft.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll go with that because if not, oh boy, that's got to be a disheartening thing.
Yeah, I'm laughing like I can't wait till Ethan Marie gets picked before Bayley. Just fucking laugh my ass off. Hey.
Has been totally absent from NXT.
She's been doing like road, like on the road. She's still wrestling. She just hasn't been like televised stuff.
Yeah. It's weird. They pushed her so hard and it just disappeared. I mean, I know they probably realized, all right, this isn't working, but she wasn't. I mean, she wasn't exactly good, but she wasn't as bad as she used to be. So.
Like, well,
she was confident enough ring-wise, and she was the most hated person they had in NXT by far, so.
Yeah, she definitely needed some more in-ring action, because, I mean, it was still pretty rushed. Like, I mean, she was, with Kendrick for, like, a month or something like that? I don't care how intensive your training is, like, a month isn't going to hack it.
Like I listened to Cameron's podcast when she did with Stone Cold, and she made a real good point. Like, you know, like she knew she was bad. Like, she was bad, she knew she was bad. She didn't have experience, she said, especially it didn't help. Like, you know, they put me together with Naomi. Naomi's athletic, so of course I'm gonna look like dog shit. So, you know, you keep forgetting, like, a lot of these NXT, like, these tough enough Diva Search girls don't have ring time, like, at all. Like, you can't pick up wrestling in a month. And they keep throwing these girls in here and then wonder, like, they're playing catch up for, like, 2 to 3 years. They would have been better off, like, being in NXT for, like, you know, 2 years at least before you even step a foot in WWE, like, in the WWE ring.
Okay, so that's four NXT people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you count the fingers.
Yeah, I was just making sure, like, okay. Yeah.
So two more spots.
So it's got to be Nakamura and Joe, right?
Probably Ty Dillinger, who was saying. You got to think of, like, who was, like, because NXT still needs people to wrestle. Like, Joe needs to wrestle more than fucking Rhino. Yeah, so.
I thought Rhino was running for mayor or something.
He still might be.
Yeah, and maybe they needed a one-off, but, I mean, throwing him a paycheck to, you know, boost his campaign, I suppose. Yeah, that didn't make sense, but I figured, I was talking to Kevin earlier today, I figured Joe could be a call-up here and just have him lose in Brooklyn to Nakamura and just go from there.
True. I mean, because it had precedence, because Sasha Banks got the call wrong when she was still NXT champ. And Owens is the same thing, so there's nothing wrong. You can do double duty. There's nothing saying you can.
Yeah. But I don't know if, like, now, perception-wise, and I guess I'll throw it to both of you guys, is there an actual perception problem? Like, say Joe goes next to Raw, which would probably wouldn't be a good idea, actually, but or wherever he goes, you know, the NXT champion going so low, does that even matter?
No, I think people kind of know the deal with the whole thing. Like, I think some people might be upset because it's kind of like not just he getting low, but the fact like he didn't go on TV like Finn Balor, or it's just like how Nia Jax get on TV, but Samoa Joe did that part, like, look a certain way. But other than that, like, once you're on, once you're in, and I know people make a big deal saying, like, it's all about presentation if you don't get the big vignettes. And I'm like, Fandango had a great vignette. Where's he at now? So, sometimes that shit doesn't make any difference. It's about how they treat you once you get there. Because look how they treated AJ Styles compared to look how they treated original Sin Cara or someone like that.
I forgot about the original Sakara / Mystico. So Braun Strowman is going to be on Raw?
You know, it's like his big guys.
Well, that's where Big Show is, so we need to have a Braun Strowman.
Oh, no.
Big Show feud.
Best 2 out of 3.
And isn't Mark Henry on Raw, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Buddy.
Oh, Jeremy loves his monster matches, so there you go.
All right, Brazango's going to SmackDown. I don't mind that one, actually. There's some decent comedy. There's some decent comedy there with that team. And they're both good. They're both good workers, too.
Yeah.
I don't think the gimmick's going to get him anywhere, but the match shouldn't be bad, at least.
Well, that gimmick's good enough to keep them in a job for a long time. Those two guys are kind of like, what do they have on somebody that keeps them employed for this long? Kind of people, like R-Truth.
Speaking of gimmicks,
wait a minute, they only just Bo Dallas. Wow.
Yeah, what's his face? Curtis Axel might be getting drafted to the unemployment line.
I was just about to say, Curtis Axel just buried his phone deep, deep in that garbage disposal.
Because you can't be the son of Mr. Perfect if you walk around with a gun. I'm sorry. That is not going to fly.
Well, his dad did for a while at the end. Oh, no.
Smackdown.
Oh.
My God.
That's going to be hilarious.
Just to make sure, follow along at home. All joking aside, Eva Marie has been drafted to SmackDown.
Well, you thought SmackDown was lacking star power, sir. They now have the Maxim cover girl, Eva Marie.
Hibiscus plants. Those are pretty. I'm stunned. Nobody. And the vaudeville's going smack down there. But that was a total joke earlier about Eva Marie. That is shocking.
You know, the funny thing is, she's technically not an NXT pick. They had her eligible as like one of the Raw, as like WWE women. Oh, like when they had the. Yeah, when they said the breakdown, like, who's eligible, they had it broke down versus, like, you know, women, men, and then they said six NXT people. Even Marie was listed with the women, like, with, with Charlotte and all of them. So, it's a way to end, like, NXT doesn't get a spot taken. Because I was wondering, like, how does that count? Because she's basically been on NXT. I know she was on the main roster for WrestleMania and, like, a match after that, but she went paid by the NXT. It's almost kind of like they were cheap. But it makes sense. You don't want to waste an NXT spot, but you still want it. So, here you go.
I was trying to find the list of original, like the original list of people who were eligible. I don't know if you guys got it.
I never looked at that at all.
Okay. Was Triple H on there?
I don't think so. Because it's something that I was looking for. I don't think I saw Triple H. I didn't see The Rock. And I'm not sure about The Undertaker. Those are three names I
was not on there. That was one of the big ones that he wasn't on there. But Lesnar shows up more than Undertaker does. So, that's why he's on there. But I'm just trying to find that list. Because I had, like, I posted this on the board. There's certainly something big coming at the end of this, like they did the last time, and, oh, damn it. Okay, so anyone that's injured is not eligible, so Emma, Tamina, and Luke Harper, they can't be drafted, but Bray, Braun, and Eric Rowan were listed as singles. So, okay, so that's why. All right, I guess that makes sense. Because they never really did establish them as a tag team.
Yeah, well, and that's because didn't Wyatt went to SmackDown, so that was the other thing about Strowman going to Raw. And there's SmackDown's picks just scrolling in front of me now. I was quite amused when Michael Cole had to point out the crawler at the bottom. Like, oh, you can check out all the picks below. It's just like, does anyone on a sports show even acknowledge the ticker being there? Or even on a news program?
Well, the WWE Universe has, you know, some 9-year-olds who may have never seen something like that before, unless it was like a tornado warning. So, you have to be nice.
If they're watching, like, any sort of sporting event on ESPN, it's on there all the time. But
yeah, but... Like, we gotta remember, like, our age, we know, but it's a lot of, like, there's those 6-year-old with $300 for John Cena stuff on, and all that crap. How many times is he watching sports?
Yeah.
He's 6.
Or he's just fetching daddy's beer, so he doesn't beat mom later. I don't know, that Eva Marie thing threw me off. I did not expect that at all.
Yeah, they SmackDown definitely doubling down on the women from NXT there.
Well, no, because she was saying that she's a WWE. He's a
Oh.
WWE pick. Or she is a WWE pick,
Well,
so.
whatever. Technicality aside.
What is it? The only reason it matters is they can still pick two more from NXT, unless they just say, well, no, she's NXT, and just, forget that list that was sent out.
Yeah. Well, they specifically
Oh.
listed her as, WWE, and it was weird. I remember seeing that, and, that standing out, because I was kind of like, okay, that's some shenanigans going on, but if you want to pick her and not use the NXT spot, because why, I guess for storyline purposes, why she string yourself only six, NXT picks. But that's the reason, because it's kind of well, who's the sixth one to be? And now you're wondering who's the last two. And now everybody's making a joke, where's Bailey? We all assume Bailey's going to be there. Well, what if she's not there? We're just making assumptions she's going to be the mystery opponent at Battleground.
Yeah.
And of course, she's going to be there and take her spot, because that's a smart thing to do. But we're looking at it from what we see. Kevin Dunn is still in charge, and you know how that buck-toothed bastard looks at certain people. You saw what happened with Mickie James. So he might see, she's cute and everything like that, but I don't want that old square face broad butt on my show. She's not glamorous enough. Even though Bailey is far from ugly, she just plays looking plain.
Yeah.
Since you're still thinking, I
Yeah.
honestly hadn't thought, but I'm just trying to make sense of well, if there is any. I don't know. I mean,
And she really did. Yeah. Boy, oh boy. Everything was going so well. We're kind of all over the place, but we still had some focused conversation here. And all of a sudden, grief. Anyways.
We made the joke about it, but
That's all.
it's a reason she is where she is. It's she looks the way she looks, and she's got some athletic ability, so they're going to give her a chance until they're going to give her a lot of. She's like Baron Corbin. They're going to give her a chance until she proves she's hopeless.
Poor Baron. I'm not disagreeing, but
Yeah, I know it's comparing from a
you know?
just compare Baron Corbin. But think about it, Baron Corbin is there because he's tall and he can talk a little bit. But that's it.
Wasn't he in NXT for like 3 or 4 years though?
He's been in NXT for a little while at this point.
Yeah, it's kind of like that shit or get off the pot sort of moment for him, I guess.
Yeah, well, he is not getting off the pot at the current moment because they didn't stick behind the whole Dolph Ziggler feud, and he hasn't really done much of anything since then.
It can get renewed, though. They're both on SmackDown again.
Well, and that's, I mean, it's going to be kind of the interesting thing, again, to go back to the comparison to the first one, is that they did actually start to make some new stars on SmackDown. It took them a while to get there. But that possibility exists, but I don't know. I guess I'm still skeptical, maybe because Paul Heyman isn't there. I don't know. It'll be interesting. I was wondering if Daniel Bryan's going to have any actual creative input to the product that's going to be on SmackDown or not.
I'm gonna go with no. I don't think Shane's even got any input. I think they're just characters. It'd be nice, but
Yeah, I don't know, because it's kind of. I got the feeling SmackDown's gonna have Triple H's hands all over it, because just the fact that Mauro is there, the whole breakdown, and then seeing how the Cruiserweight Classic is, and then the fact that. I didn't even. It's funny, Daniel Bryan being GM makes perfect sense, but nobody was thinking about that name before they picked him.
Yeah, until it started leaking or leaked out. It's like, oh yeah. It's also.
Well, yeah, because the last we talked about him, honestly, was right before SmackDown, or SmackDown, right before WrestleMania, and we were wondering why he got pulled out of promotional appearances because he had some deadly illness.
Yeah, we thought he was going to die. Instead, he received a surprise for the network in SmackDown.
Alright, so now we have Alicia Fox going to Raw, Eric Rowan going to Raw or SmackDown.
And Dana Brooke going to Raw.
That was mine behind.
Yep, well, she gets to stick with Charlotte still.
Charlotte. Dana Brooke's someone who's better with natural skin, like natural tones.
The Trish Stratus complexion? Yeah. They only worked on Trish Stratus, and even then, she looked weird. Because it's always weird when you have a woman that looks like
Paul. Oh my God.
Good Lord. Sick as shit, or get off the pot.
Oh my Lord.
What? Look at the picture they chose for him. Wally is now on SmackDown.
Wow.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Nope.
The hype bros can ride again.
Two-thirds of
the Social Outcasts are still together. Curtis Axel remaining on Raw. Carmella going to SmackDown.
Okay. So that's the six. So there we go.
So they're taking half of the NXT women's division and putting it on SmackDown.
Yeah. But they put Carmella on SmackDown just to keep her away from Enzo and Cass, I guess?
Well, they broke up Paige and Alberto Del Rio, so...
Apparently that's little divas anyways. That's all a ruse, I guess. Like, okay, whatever. So was Carmella the final pick, or was she just the final NXT pick?
I think she's the final NXT pick. Okay. Well, we can see what time it is. It's 9:55, so who knows? Well, if they make some more picks, then we'll know. I haven't been keeping count. But yeah, Eva Marie thing kind of like shook us all up. And if we weren't shook up, Mojo Rawley definitely shook us up.
Yeah.
There's that's just one that doesn't make any sense. He's just not good. Just not good.
Like, that can't be the end yet, because Heath Slater hasn't been chosen. He's one that hasn't been chosen yet. I'm going through the list real quick. Oh my God, wait a minute. Heath Slater's the only guy that hasn't been chosen.
You see what they have done, they want Bailey to go to Japan. Like, Bailey ain't going anyway. Calm down.
Bailey go to Japan.
Make an educated guess. Someone that grew up on Bill Watson, Jim Cornette, and is older than all of us by about 10 years.
Dan's overreacting.
Oh, I didn't. I wasn't even looking at that feed.
Yeah, I wasn't, but I saw that popped up, and I'm like, you know, it's fake, right? Like, I hate typing that. Because it's, like, so condescending, but so I say, like, I know you guys like KFA, but you know this shit is fake. Like, really, it's not going to opt out her contract to go to Japan because y'all picked up ahead of her on some fake draft.
You know what's funny, though? Like, on the WWE Superstars page, when you click on Superstars, little Superstars box pops up, it's got all these people, and there's Bailey right there. Oh, boy. Well, I would say this draft has been full of surprises, right?
Well, we know that we're pretty sure that Summer Rae or Alicia Fox are not going to be Bailey's pick. Sasha Banks' pick, right? Yeah, well,
he met the crowd turning on that. Here's both my surprise partner. It's Alicia Fox.
The crowd got deflated when they chose Nia Jax. Because that scene, I said, oh, okay, here's where they're choosing Bayley. And the whole crowd, you know, there's that anticipation. There's like, from NXT women. And the crowd's like, yeah, Nia Jax. What?
Huh?
I mean, but you gotta look at it. Like, and somebody made a good point. Like, you know, NXT will still come on next week. You can't take everybody off NXT. Like, you really want to see Eric Young in a 15-minute match on NXT, wrestling Ty Dillinger? Like, I know, like, Bayley will be there sooner or later, but you took Carmella, you took Eve Marie, you took Nia Jax, you take Bayley. Who's Asuka gonna fight? Blue Pants?
Well, she's not even allowed in NXT anymore.
Yeah, like, you know, the Ferrari, Deanna, whatever that Italian.
Oh, Deanna Purrazzo?
Yeah, like, it's not a lot of women left. Like, a lot of women have made an exodus to NXT, from NXT to WWE anyway, with the whole way Emma and Dana Brooke. Even after the whole Divas Revolution, they haven't replaced them that fast. Like, you can't have just three women on NXT.
So I'm looking at the NXT roster, and you got Aaliyah, Billie Kay, Bayley, obviously. She's gone. Mandy Rose, Liv Morgan, Peyton Royce. And there you go for the women that are down there still. I guess Zack Ryder can now be taken off the NXT page as well.
yeah, he yeah, really... really should get off of that. I did notice that earlier today when I was when we were talking about something. I went to the NXT Superstars page and had a little chuckle that Zack Ryder was on there.
They haven't introduced Bobby Roode on TV as a character yet, right?
No, he has shown up on NXT. He hasn't shown, like, you know, oh, that's Bobby Roode. He's in the locker room. Oh, that's Bobby Roode walking in William Regal's office. Yeah. Like, that's it, like, you know. Like, he's been there, but they haven't really, he hasn't had an interview time, he hasn't had a match. He's been on the road already wrestling.
Okay, so I'm going to go out on a limb and say Bayley will be the surprise partner Sunday. It seems kind of safe that that's what's going to happen now.
Yeah.
So it would have been, I guess, it would have been nice if it was drafted, I guess, but whatever.
Getting Aaron Rodgers treatment. And they turn the lights off.
That's rough, man. Dude, you get an angle that you don't show up again. That's not smart. Look, Ron Simmons was in an angle that he got fired. What happened to Mark Mero? Last night he was in the hospital.
Yeah, don't have any. You got fire angles, or you're getting a divorce angle, because sometimes argument takes life.
All right, Miz. So we want to boost an angle where you and Maurice are having problems. No, that's okay.
Yeah. on the good side, you're gonna fight Randy Orton. You know he's gonna hit on Maurice, but it's just a storyline. You don't have nothing to worry about.
No, it's okay.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks.
Maurice is like, well, I don't know. It's like, wait. No. Don't you by trying to scheme. Is this live again? Or?
No, it says recorded earlier in the upper right-hand corner, so I finally clicked out of that.
Okay, I'll shut that off, too.
Per
usual, WWE, whenever they hype something over the top, it kind of underwhelms because the fans build their own expectations up. I'll admit it, I actually thought they were really going to, like, change things around, really split stuff up.
I mean, they kind of did. I think we're down, It's funny, you know, the first time they had the draft, it was like this, where it was top heavy, like, you know, The Rock was the first, like, Rock, Undertaker, but, like, all the top names went first, and then it went down like this. It was the second time they did it, where they mixed names, where, like, John Cena was the first one, and, like, Batista was the last one, and, like, Triple H got picked, and they got traded, where they, made it, where they mixed the picks up. This one was more like the first one, where, like, you know, top people got picked first, and then people with varying importance got picked down, and fans, you know, kind of ran with it. Oh, they got the draft ticker. They showed a commercial at the same time during a match. It's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be brand new. Like, it's gonna be new, but we haven't seen the shows yet. Like, it's definitely gonna be different. Like, John Cena is not gonna be on there Monday anymore.
Yeah,
it's been a while since John Cena has not been on Raw. Like, that's a big deal. Like, you know, I know Roman Reigns is not the bad guy, not the, all that blah, blah crap, and, you know, Seth Rollins is the dude. John Cena is still, like, their top name and top money maker, and he's going to be on SmackDown. Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like I've kind of talked about this a lot recently, just because the last few weeks, you can tell that they're just like, let's get to the draft, let's get to the draft, let's get to the draft. Like, that's what their booking was. So the execution here over the next several months will be interesting to watch. Like, do I think that things are going to get shaken up on Raw? No. Do I think, like, maybe SmackDown won't be 50% Raw commercials? I hope so.
Yeah, I don't think they would put, like, John Cena and Randy Orton on SmackDown. Or especially, like, think about it. John Cena, Randy Orton, Dean Ambrose, and AJ Styles are on SmackDown. So they're going to get time. Like, they're not going to let John Cena just die on the vine. And I think if anybody might struggle, like Raw had a chance of being a disaster. Like, who, if you're, think about it. Who would you root for on Raw if you're a fan?
Balor.
Yeah, like, that's about it, because they're heel heavy. Like, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, you know, like, Brock Lesnar's part-time. Roman Reigns is not the most likable person even before the whole suspension thing. Like, and then, but, you know, like they have a lot of people you like but aren't baby faces. Like, I like watching Rusev, but he's not a baby face. Kevin Owens isn't likable. You hope they give Cesaro a chance or Sami Zayn a chance, but it might be a chance where you're watching Raw and it's like, if the New Day's not on or I'm not watching somebody I really like, you may not watch Raw. Because that's what happened the first time they did this split. Like, Triple H, like, you got tired of Triple H beating up Hogan from WCW. Like, why would I watch Triple H with white boots limping around? When I can turn on SmackDown and I see, you know, Brock Lesnar, Undertaker, Kurt, and, like, the SmackDown 6, knowing I'm going to get great matches and, like, stuff that makes sense. And even, like, they made Hulk Hogan watchable. So, you could easily see that happening again with this whole, I know they made a big deal saying, you know, Raw's the flagship and Raw has, like, 3 hours, but people are competitive. And wrestling definitely, especially, like, you know, oh, you should be off to the B show. Like, that's all. Like, you think Johnson is gonna sit around like, I'm gonna play second fiddle because I'm old? Like, I'm still John Cena. I just hosted the ESPYs. You're not gonna crack on me like that.
I'm watching a video they posted of Finn Balor finding out that, okay, yeah, Bailey was in the audience. I was wondering about that. Sorry, Eva Marie really just kind of threw everything away. I've been trying to get back on track since, and it seemed like we were doing okay, and then they throw Mojo Rawley out, and I just went, whatever.
She's a five-tool player when it comes to sports entertainment. You know, she's ethnic without being too ethnic. She has an exotic look. She has athletic ability. She has implants, and she can talk. So she's gonna get a chance.
Now they let her be a bad girl again. Because I don't know. They tried the face thing and it didn't work. So as soon as she turned down the mic skills, like, just, you you know, go with what you are. It did work.
It's funny because you played in like the misogyny of wrestling fans, because wrestling fans can easily hate someone like her because, you know, I always compare her and like Bailey, like some fat boy in Doritos thing. Oh, you know, I might have a chance for Bailey. She plays video games just like me, and she's cute, but she's not drop dead gorgeous, so I might have it. Like that whole AJ Lee thing, like, it ain't a snowball's chance in hell. Bailey is talking to you, but you can base yourself like that. It's no way you approach this like Eva Rio. She's fake. She's got that red hair. She's got implants. And she blah, blah, blah. She must be a bitch. You don't know anything about Eva Marie, but you already, like, you know, have that male in your mind. Like, it's easy to boo her. And then the whole thing is kind of like, she can't wrestle that well. And they push it. Like, they using her disadvantages and advantages. Like, they play up the whole thing. Like, she's not that experienced. She cheats to win. She's not that good. She's going to get a title match because she looks a certain way. Perfect. That's perfect for me. Because don't try to make her look like some damn shooter. Because, you know, she's athletic, but she can't wrestle. So, fine. Like, do the Paul Heyman thing. Like, hide her weaknesses, accentuate your strengths. That's what people always talk about. So, do that with her. Keep on doing it with her.
Yeah. So what are the weaknesses and strengths for Mojo Rawley, though?
His strengths are he gets hyper stage hype. He's energetic. You need a jobber. I don't know what's going on each later. And it's almost like the whole, you know, Ron's like, you know, you've done your time in NXT. Been a good soldier, you haven't complained, and you stuck through it, so congratulations. You get to go watch.
Well, what's funny though is during, I think it was the last NXT show, they even said that Mojo Rawley hasn't been on since WrestleMania or something like that. And that he was really at a crossroads, that he had to figure out, you know, what he was, you know, where he was going, what's his place, he's got to find that special something. And now all of a sudden he's on SmackDown. Like, well, he must have found something good.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't know. I don't know if I was gonna try to talk myself into Mojo Rawley in a new character being at least half decent. But then I thought, nah, his in-ring work sucks. Never mind, I'm abandoning.
It's like. He's just a loud guy, and he yells at you to stay hyped. And it's like, that's your job. It's your job to get me to be hyped up. Don't tell me to do it.
You better cheer for me, damn it.
Yeah, well, you might as well come out and say that. Or if he turns heel, boo me now. Boo me. It's like, no. I'm supposed to feel that, jerk off.
That'll work on a meta level, because it's just so... No, anachronistic. But I mean, I don't know. Who would you? I guess people thought maybe Ty Dillinger, but it's like you want to pick people that you feel have a future, but you don't want to pick. You don't want to raid NXT because NXT still goes on a roll, and they still have, you know, shows like there's a lot of names that's coming up between the Cruiserweight Classic and like overseas. But how many of them are ready? Like I asked my friend Rich, like they got a lot of women from Lance Storm's camp, but who's wrestling Asuka if it ain't Bailey? Yeah. Like Peyton, whatever, like Billie Kay. I saw Leah, like she just started wrestling. I saw her when she was on that Breaking Ground, like the NXT backstage stuff, and it's kind of like she just started being able to run the ropes. So, yeah. Like it's going to take time to kind of build that up, so you got to at least have some names. Like you don't want NXT, you don't want the mistake, like, but having ECW. And NXT dies on the vine because you have to support SmackDown and Raw. Because I remember the good old days of ECW, and I remember when Steve Corino was the ECW champion. So, thanks, but no thanks.
I already watched. I already watched Ring of Honor, and I was already annoyed with an angle that they're running.
Wait, who's what?
which
what was that?
I already watched Ring of Honor because it tapes on Saturday for me, and there's going to be. I actually don't mind Steve Corino's character that I've seen on ROH, but they're continuing his feud with BJ Whitmer,
and it's just. He's not still wrestling, is he?
Oh yeah, and they brought Kevin Sullivan into the mix.
Oh my God, really?
Oh, wait, you gotta be kidding me! You're trying to tell me in 2016, Steve Corino is in the second biggest U.S. company? He's still wrestling?
He had been the announcer for a couple of years, but for some reason. They decided to have this feud between him and BJ Whitmer, which honestly has been running on for almost a year, or at least several months, because Corino left because of a neck injury or neck surgery that he needed to have. And yeah, it concluded with, well, we all thought it was going to conclude, but... In ROH's infinite wisdom, I guess BJ Whitmer won the match with the help of Kevin Sullivan. So they're still harassing, which I kind of like Corino as an announcer. Like, it just bums me out that they're having this dumb feud because they're taking... like, I stopped hating Kevin Kelly because of Steve Corino. That's how good of a job I think
he... Yeah, I can see that, totally. good observation, actually.
Well, yeah, I forget who Kevin Kelly had before that, but that was when I was doing the race between who was worse, TNA or ROH. One of the reasons was the fact that I'm trying to think of who was with Kevin Kelly, but it was just terrible. Like the.
I think it was Nigel.
No, he's okay with Nigel. The regular his regular co-host was somebody else. I'm trying to think of who it is, but I'm not too worried. But oh, and you know what? They did make a big deal out of the announcers, and then nothing happened with that.
Yeah, the other drafts, all of them were up for grabs. And they even said it during the show, like, what's going to happen to us? And I'm glad you mentioned this, and I know this is going to sound sacrilegious, but it almost seemed more comforting hearing Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler together again than, you know, Cole with Byron Saxton and JBL.
It's not sacrilegious, it's they fit because Byron Saxton barely talks. And JBL sucks, so...
Oh, that's fair, yeah. You covered that one pretty solid. So.
I mean, like, I don't know why,
yeah.
It's weird, because I remember JBL when he was first, like, him and Cole on SmackDown were great, but ever since JBL came, but it's like that whole Matt Stryker thing, like, ever since JBL came back, he doesn't care anymore, or he's just, I don't know what it is, he's just, like, he's horrible. Like, Cole is, like, at the point where it's kind of like, you know, sometimes he does well, sometimes he doesn't. It's like Tony Schiavone before. Tony Schiavone wanted to blow his brains out on Nitro. Like, he's fine. Like, he's not great. He's not horrible. He's not playing that goofy heel anymore. But it doesn't help where, you know, JBL brings him down and Byron Saxton's just a black Ken doll. So, yeah, at least with, like, Cole and Lawler, I always had decent chemistry. Like, even when Cole first started, when Ross wasn't there.
I'm sorry, I'm looking up, I'm trying to figure out when Steve Corino ended up being the announcer, and I just completely expected Jeremy to run with whatever Shahid said.
Well, what's cracking me up is, it suddenly came back into my head that you had a problem with Steve Corino wrestling in 2016, but you let BJ Whitmer totally off the hook.
Oh, no, I didn't. You should have seen the face I was making when Steve Corino and BJ Whitmer were still wrestling. I'm like, Sarah Del Rey and Adam Pearce are trainers. Like,
uh-huh.
half these people, like CM Punk is busy, you know, doing sit-ups, getting ready for an MMA fight. He'll never get it. Like, half that generation is, like, retired and moved on. Like, why is Steve Carino still wrestling? Like,
you know what? Jimmy Jacobs is an agent in NXT.
It's like, I don't need to do this crap. Like, I'll look at it this way. If you really never made the big time, even in your 40s, it's kind of like, you need to think about, like, you know, the Walmart intern program or something. Like, stop taking those bumps. You know what I'm saying?
Whitmer really doesn't wrestle. Well, he hadn't wrestled that much just because he had been part of the decade, and honestly, like, he made Adam Page wrestle for, like, a good solid year. So, I mean, he did avoid some ring time, and even Carino, again, he was mostly an announcer, but just, I think this was his first match in a while. I forget how long it was. But I think it was a couple of years. Oh, because, yeah, that was something I looked up. He started commentating around 2013. So, I did that and find that part. So, whoever...
I'm about to Google see how old Steve Carino is.
Oh.
Okay, as you say that, is his kid still involved in that angle?
No. Carino's 43.
Yeah, I just saw that.
He's only a year older than me, and he looks like that? Wow, man, that's some harsh living.
Look, he's had a whole lot of city miles, like we said. So,
yeah.
He don't have the highway mileage, like, you know, like Edge. Like,
wow. All right, so, but they actually got his kid out of the angle then.
Yeah. Because, well, Whitmer kind of lost everybody from the decade. So... That thing was kind of over. And it was just Whitmer. And I was like, oh, okay, they'll move things along here then. And they still continue the angle with Carino. And it's just like, why? Like, why? Like, you could have just moved on and it would have been fine.
It's amazing that Steve Carino is only 2 years younger than Chris Jericho.
Wow.
I don't know what to think about that because, like, Jericho just won a match on SmackDown, and for all the jokes about his goofy scarf and his paint on the abs, he seems to still be doing fine. Steve Carino looks like he's, you know, yeah, like 43 going on 63.
He needs to do some DDP yoga.
I guess.
Well, you know what? Jericho didn't spend too much time in ECW as well, so Matt could have something to do with it.
Yeah, it's kind of like he was in ECW, but he wasn't in there that long. Like, yeah, Jericho's been around a long time. Like, we start thinking about that. Like, you get surprised when you talk about, like, how old, like, Dolph Ziggler and Kofi Kingston they are, because they've been doing it for almost a decade. You know, you think about it. Chris Jericho was like a veteran. By the time he got to WCW, he had wrestled for, like, you know, what, 4 or 5 years? Yeah. And that was the mid-90s. And this 26, like, he's been wrestling, what, 30 years?
Yeah, he's 20, getting...
20, 25 to 30 years?
Yeah, you know? Something in that area. Because, yeah, if he started wrestling when he's 18, it's like 28.
Wrestling as long as Roman Reigns has been alive, almost.
Jesus. That kind of puts it in perspective.
Yeah, whenever I say how come Roman Reigns isn't grim, like, Roman Reigns has been wrestling for like 2.5 years, so it takes time. It takes time to learn how to be a good wrestler. Everybody can't be Kurt Angle and Brock Lesnar. Like, I learned how to be a great wrestler in 5 months. Like, that's not how it normally works.
Well, here's one thing about the draft. All right, the draft's over. Now, both rosters look like they're pretty stacked, but then you got all the news, rumors, whatever, about how they put out feelers or signed guys to contracts, like old veterans, to bring in as well. And I'm looking at, like, the draft roster, like, how many more do they need to add?
SmackDown probably maybe one or two. Raw is the tricky one because they're going to have all those cruiserweights. So how many new names, like everywhere from the cruiserweight, you know, challenge isn't going to be there. Like a lot of probably go NXT, but probably at least what, three. If you're going to have a cruiserweight division, you're going to need at least like, you know, five or six people. And I know they have Neville there.
Balor with Balor.
Balor, like if I mean he's fit. I don't know if they would want him. See the whole lot of people say you would want to shoehorn him in, like limit him as a cruiserweight. But the way they treat cruiserweights now seems different. Like they make a big deal saying like, you know, it's not a lesser thing. It's just it's really like almost how Japan treats it. Like, you know, being a junior heavyweight just means you're in that weight class, not that you're necessarily like you may not be the world champ, but you ain't a chump like Hornswoggle was in WWE. And they keep, and to be honest, I would keep Finn Balor away from Roman Reigns and especially Brock Lesnar as long as I could, because all that face painting is going to make it different when you wrestle somebody that weighs 80 pounds more than you and just as fast as you are.
Well, I'd go with 100 pounds.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, you said junior heavyweight. I like that name way better than cruiserweight. Because it's kind of like light heavyweight, that sort of thing, with like MMA and boxing. And they even have, you know, Daniel Cormier used to be heavyweight, went down to
light
heavyweight, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, see, you got that. I don't know. It's even, yeah, even light heavyweight would be fine, too.
Yeah, wrestlers always had that stigma with lighter weights, and really, because you think about it, like MMA, the top fighters are now, like, you know, they're really heavyweights these days. It's like the light heavyweights and the welterweights and stuff, and like boxing, most of the stars are heavyweights. Like, that's no one really cares about the Klitschko, like no one really watches the Klitschko's. And like, if you ask the average person, name one heavyweight champion. Unless they have a Showtime subscription, they probably couldn't name anybody. Probably what is Lennox Lewis around? So,
yeah, I but that's a,
yeah, like it's Deontay Wilder, Chuck Moral, I think Tyson Fury, that'd be Klitschko, and two other Jabrones. And I don't even know that because I actually watch boxing. But wrestling's always been that whole big man be little man thing. And if you're small, you can't get a chance. And I've always laughed at that. It was like it's a. You can book it any way you want. Like, it's not real fighting. So, I've always found it hilarious when people made an argument saying it wasn't believable that Rey Mysterio was, like, the heavyweight champion because he was 175 pounds. I'm like, is that any more or less believable that CM Punk could fight Brock Lesnar and not die? Let's be real and let's be honest about it. Like, if you tell a good story, you can convince me about anything if you tell a story right.
Well, I think we've about to come to the end of our story for tonight.
Yes, we have.
So, I'm at DeFrango11, at Granny Maze for Mr. Jeremy, at ShaFarmD for Shahid, Brand, at Stunt Granny. You guys can say your piece and we're out of here.
All right, I'll go first. Shahid always ends it with "We watch stuff," which won't be on this week again because somebody has a ghetto job that makes them work overnight. Ghetto job didn't fit. First one that came to mind. Whatever. Peace out, everybody.
For Kevin DeFranco, Jeremy Mays, I'm Shahid Abdul-Hadi, and get hype, stay hype, so you can have a job. We are out.